Hey friends, welcome to Woman Owned Wallet, the podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Dare, a serial entrepreneur who has already made all of the money mistakes, so you don't have to. Now I'm working on my money mindset, expanding my companies, and having open conversations with women around a subject that shouldn't be so taboo, money. My company, Woman Owned Wallet, and I are determined to help you foster a more positive relationship with your wallet and help you create a life that makes you say, wow. Did you miss us? We're back. Hey, moneymakers. Amanda here. Welcome back to another episode of Woman Owned Wallet, the podcast. I feel like I've been hearing from y'all that you missed us because all holiday I was talking to people in the storefront and they're like, where's the podcast? Where's the next season? Like, we're so excited to keep hearing from y'all. And now we're here. And of course, I brought back the most amazing person in my life, my right-hand lady, the COO of WOW and WOW Factor Collective, Adrienne. Welcome, Adrienne, to the podcast.
Hi.
We're so excited because I feel like we've done so many things and we haven't actually recorded in about a year.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Such a long time. I mean, we talk every day. So like, that's cool that we know what's going on, but like, we haven't shared it with y'all.
No, but we've been busy.
So busy. We're like both sitting here like wrapped in blankies, exhausted, but ready to share everything that we have going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of it.
She sounds excited, doesn't she, y'all? So, Adrienne, I want you to just like lead in a little bit. So we were not doing season 5 of the podcast last fall. Why didn't we do one?
Because we were busy with another big project, taking up all of our time, but a really cool one that we're going to talk about now.
Yay.
Yay.
And I literally already said that you're COO of it. So welcome to your next new job.
Yeah. Here we are.
You've had like 8 jobs here.
Truly. Yeah.
I mean, they all encompass everything, but.
Yeah. Do a little bit of everything.
Promotions.
Yeah.
Each time.
Yeah. Every time.
Each year we get a little cooler, get a little more going on.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Well, shall we get into it then?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Tell all the people what we've been doing.
We have been opening our own event space. It's a creative, multifunctional flex space and creative venue. Literally all the things. If you can think of doing it in our space, we can make it happen.
For the most part.
Yeah.
And we got sound effects.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. We are putting money in the wallets of women and making you say wow about your life in an entirely new way. And Wow Factor Collective is the space to do that. Adrienne and I are like these little creative girlies that just have always found that that's not always like valued and that there's not always a lot of space for the girlies.
No.
Especially not in our community of Louisville where it's a very like masculine space.
Mm-hmm. And masculine or like white box?
Yeah, very like whitewashed almost mm-hmm. and like really beautiful natural light, but maybe like white curtains over it. So you can make the space anything you want, which is really useful.
Yeah.
In so many ways and for so many events. However, our space is the opposite.
The exact opposite.
Yeah, I can't think of much. Much more, like, there's no bourbon barrels in here.
No, none.
Which, if you know anything about Louisville, Kentucky, like, you know, bourbon is our thing in Kentucky. It's definitely what takes over most of our tourism. I think it was down on Main Street, right by the Kentucky Yum Center, used to have 127 distilleries on it.
Wow.
Yeah, like, before Prohibition.
It's crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah. And they're like reviving that kind of era again, mm-hmm. which is really great. But as we move into the idea of tourism, especially with our WOW tour and the map of all the woman-owned businesses, which there's over 40 within our Nulu shopping area, like our Nulu business district, that has such an opportunity to be a haven for women-owned businesses. So we need to be able to represent that in a way of celebration mm-hmm. alongside these like traditionally more masculine things, which is like the fast horses of the Derby, even though you get all dressed up and curly and have so much fun with it. Mm-hmm. But like the fast horses and like the bourbon, the wood, the industrial look.
Yeah, rustic and
rustic.
Industrial. Yeah.
It does feel very rustic. Mm-hmm. To me, it's also slightly unfinished, a little unpolished.
Yeah, like I don't think we really have any wood. I mean, besides a minimal amount in the kitchen. And
yeah,
that's
we got
about it.
Very finished.
Yeah.
Glossy butcher block countertops.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
That is it. Steered clear of the wood.
Yeah. And I mean, even those white oak barrels, because like I've been on the bourbon tours, so I know the vibes, you know, they are actually stained by the bourbon that's in the barrels. So the longer, like the wood, like, it kind of almost like complements each other. It goes into their clear, it gets some of the color from the wood, but then also like as it expands and contracts, goes back into the barrel and then also kind of deepens the color of the barrel at the same time because it sits in there for years and years and years. Mm. So it's like a really beautiful process. And I love what they call the angel's share. Have you heard that?
No.
Really? So that's like the, who knew? I knew all these.
You know all these things.
I'm like, it's so masculine.
You have been on quite a few bourbon tours.
I have, yeah.
I feel like I've been on one.
I really enjoy learning about like the process, but I still struggle to like conceptualize it, even though I've been on it so many times. Like the way the chemical process of making bourbon is kind of interesting. But the angel's share always made me happy because I just thought it was a fun thing of like, it's a very natural process where because it's in a wooden container that as it heats up and, you know, expands, like, because they're in warehouses. So
yeah.
They are technically, it depends on where a barrel sits in a warehouse. Sometimes it's at the top, that's more heat. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's at the bottom. They rotate barrels a lot.
Yeah.
Year after year to like help the taste kind of be more consistent within each distillery. But the angel's share is the evaporation that goes out of it.
Okay.
So I want to say, and I might get this wrong, but it's like 10 to 20% of bourbon is like lost to the angels.
Oh.
I know.
That's cool.
I think it's so fun. And I'm just like, yeah.
Is that why Angel's Envy is called Angel's Envy?
It is.
It's a nod to that.
It is a nod to that. And even Heaven's Door, the Bob Dylan one opening, the idea that, I don't know. To me, it's like a very, that natural process, like while we're talking about it right now is very masculine. Like it's actually like pretty feminist.
Yeah.
Like, it's very like Mother Earth kind of vibes. But the aesthetic is a little rough, a little too much.
Not ours.
Yes.
Not our aesthetic.
A little too far one way is what I mean. Because trust me, as we know here, we are never too much. And we're always enough, which is one of our beautiful murals that we painted on the wall right as you walk in the door. And I feel like I just want to talk about the girly vibes a little bit since we're in it. And then let's talk about how we like got started and why it was important. So let's just give them like a little tour through the space, Adrian. Just like walk me through it like I'd never been here before.
Okay. Well, first off, you can't see us from the street. We're tucked away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a fun little adventure getting to us. We are in the same building as Mahonia. So if you are familiar with the Nulu neighborhood, Mahonia is an amazing plant store. We love having them as neighbors. But we are in the rear of the building. So you go to the right through a little gate, take this nice little walkway back until you see a big burst of pink, and then you know that you found us.
Mm-hmm.
And then you enter some rainbow double doors so that whenever the sun is shining through, it casts little rainbows all through the space, which is really fun.
It's such a good vibe.
Yeah, rainbow hour. We love it. Yeah.
We have like a disco hour and a rainbow hour, and it's like a fun combo.
Mm-hmm. And they're at different times, which is nice.
Yeah, there's always like a little bit of energy and new light in here, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. So when you walk in through the double doors, you go into our lounge, our feminist icon lounge. So as Amanda mentioned, when you enter, on the left is our big mural. That is just a good reminder for everyone when they walk into the space that they're never too much and always enough.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I was always told I was too much. And I never felt enough. So originally I was like going to paint that. And I was like, why does this feel so wrong? And you're like, you got to flip the script. And I was like, oh, yeah. Duh.
Yeah.
So we are never too much and always enough.
Mm-hmm. And then the wall directly as you come in, right across, you are greeted by all of our beautiful feminist icons like RBG, Michelle Obama, and of course the Golden Girls are in there too because you gotta have those. But they are actually all portraits done by a woman that we found. I think we originally saw them on Instagram or TikTok, the Golden Girls ones. But they are done by this artist named Heather. Her company is Drunk Girl Designs. Mm-hmm. And she just makes these really awesome portraits of all kinds of, you know, characters, people.
We took a direction, obviously, with the feminist icon kind of vibe.
Sure.
And, but she just did like 3 Taylor Swift versions, which
gotta get a Taylor one.
It's time. Mm-hmm. It's definitely time, especially since her album comes out on my birthday.
Yes.
Connection. And Heather, if you're ever listening to this, like Dolly next, you know, we need a little Dolly
vibes.
We do
need Dolly.
And I would love a Megan Thee Stallion. Like, let's go.
Yes.
And a Nicki. I need a Nicki too. Like Nicki Minaj vibes.
She's got time.
She's got time. She's an artist. I'm going to let her take her own artist journey but I just want to let you know, like, I'm patiently / not patiently waiting for all of them because I can't wait to extend our wall to even more. I mean, we have Beyonce and Lady Gaga, Lil Nas X, the Golden Girls, like, and everyone loves that wall. And then the fun little feature, we have a cute little mirror on there so you can add yourself to the wall. So you get to be a feminist icon too.
Yeah, a good little selfie moment right as you come in the door.
Yeah. I think that's really cute. And it makes everybody
feel like it. Whenever you tell them, they're like, oh my God.
I'm part of the girl team, the girlies, the vibes, the feminist icons. Like, I'm one too. And I'm like, yes, you fucking are. Reclaim it, own it, vibe with it. It's true.
Yeah. So once you enter the space, you're already starting off strong. And then you kind of open up into the main flex space, main event space, which is just another big pop of color and lots of disco balls. We have fringe hung from the ceiling with our nice orb of disco balls in the center. And we have these awesome skylights. So whenever the sun comes in and hits the disco balls, you just... It's a big dance party, which is fun.
Yeah, luckily we have Paige on our team who's tall enough to reach them, and she'll like shake them up a little bit, and it's a fun little moment to have middle of the day.
Yeah.
Before we start a meeting about planning all the cool things for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And we have another really fun mural in the main space that is, you know, got a shout out to our girl Lizzo. Love looks better in color.
A Lizzo one for the icon wall too.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just going to keep going. It's cool.
Yeah. Get all the girlies up there. But yeah, and that's a big heart kind of like rainbow mural. It's great photo op. We tend to put, you know, whenever we have speakers in the space, tend to put them right in front there. So it's a good spot.
Great reminder. Great kind of openness for all diversity as well. Like, obviously, like, love is such a colorful expression. And I feel like when we think of things in like black and white, like it's two extremes. I mean, not in like colors technically, but if we think of them as two ends of extremes, like there's so much color in the middle to be celebrated. And that's where we live.
Yeah.
Yeah. So love does look better in color.
It does.
Always.
Yep. And then, I mean, our pink kitchen.
Yeah.
Which everybody loves.
Everybody loves. I have not found another pink kitchen in Louisville.
No.
Which surprises me. Well, maybe it doesn't, but
yeah,
it just needed us to do it.
Yeah. It was waiting for the right people to come and do it. And here we are.
And why don't you talk them through our lips wall? Because it was your labor of love for over a week, y'all. I mean, I did the mural with the Never Too Much and Always Enough because like art therapy really needed that. And Adrian, so that's like one wall as you walk in on the left, but the back wall of the kitchen was like Adrian's labor of love. And I know that I can never ask her to do something like that again.
I mean, I liked it. It was like once I got into the rhythm and the pattern of doing it, I just watched like Housewives while I did it. But there,
it takes a lot of patience that you have that I struggle with.
My fingers were like covered in glue for a while.
Yeah.
There are these amazing like origami lips. So we bought these kits essentially, but you cut out all the paper pieces. You have like a whole kind of template to work from, but you cut them all out, then you fold them, and then you kind of have to assemble them which was essentially just using a lot of glue and some tape.
Mm-hmm. All hidden, luckily.
Hidden. But I think there's, I'm trying to remember how many total.
I think four, there's
12. Is there three?
Why don't we know?
10
it's
or
like
12.
2, 3, 2.
No.
Let's just look. Yeah. We're literally in this space. Oh, there's 10.
Oh, 10. Okay.
I don't know why it was like so hard to count for them.
I don't know. I look at them every day.
Every day. There's 10 of them.
Yeah. And they're hung above our coffee bar, which gets used a lot and
a
has
lot.
Saved us a lot of money as well.
Y'all, the first thing you need to do is work on your coffee. Like, don't get me wrong. I know Dave Ramsey says that and like, don't listen to that. But like, just get your coffee game strong.
Yeah.
You know? So like even when we order inventory, which is like for the fridge, you know, like snacks and stuff, I put on like all of our favorite creamers and we have like little things to pump into them and I get
syrups,
whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then we have cute like to-go cups.
Yeah.
And really fun prints.
It's really great because when we get to like, anybody can use it when they're using the space. So it just feels very inviting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lips. Oh, and my favorite part of the lips.
Oh, yeah.
Adding tooth gems.
Yeah, so the lips have little teeth and they're slightly open, so mm-hmm. it looks like women talking to me.
Yeah.
Which is like why we were so attracted to it, because we want the space to be feminine. And when women speak to each other and gossip, like it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And those tooth gems.
Yeah, I was like, they need a little something.
Yeah.
Like, the lips are kind of sparkly, like
yeah,
the
they
paper.
Have like a gold, I don't know, shimmer.
Yeah, but I was like, they need a little something else. And then I was like, you know what? I have just the thing from my dance competition days. So I went home and pulled out my collection of rhinestones mm-hmm. and brought them in, and now they all have
different
gems.
Ones. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like they're all different colors.
Mm-hmm. It's got some blues and pinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cute.
They are very cute and people love it. They always comment
on them. Because on like in photos, they might look a little bit flat. So like mm-hmm. if you get them from the right angle, you can obviously tell that they're like 3D and origami in that way. But like if you just see a photo straight on, you might not realize that.
Yeah, people don't realize yeah. they're paper. And
right.
then they're like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have some extras just in case. One yeah. of them loves to fall.
I don't. We've, it's like the problem child. It's always just that one.
Maybe, I don't know. We just got to give it more and more and more love. Luckily, it's the one we can reach.
Yeah.
Because they are pretty tall on the walls.
Because mm-hmm.
we have like 12-foot walls in here.
Yes, and we know that because we painted them all.
All of it. Yeah. The whole space. I mean, 65 feet of wall down each side alone. That's like one color we painted. Mm. Woo! And then the murals on top of it. So
yeah.
it was definitely a lot. And we just finished. Luckily, we inherited a bar.
Yeah.
That was in the space. So when we got it, it was like so gray and everything. But like the bar was from Mahonia, actually used to have this space and used it as an event space.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the bar they just utilized mostly for
like arranging.
Yeah. Flower arranging. Yeah. Because we find dried flowers in it
yeah.
still. But we purchased it for a very lovely price from them. And then we've just finished grouting it and tiling it to make it our vibes. And we're really happy with it.
Yeah, it's great having, I mean, it's on wheels, so
right.
you can kind of move it wherever you want in the space, which has come in handy quite a few times.
Quite a few times. And it's massive, so like it fills up almost a whole wall, which is cool. And in that flex space, we also have like a big greenery wall.
We do.
Yeah, and some arches.
Yeah.
Tell them how you use the arches.
So I use those arches. It was originally, they were made for one of Amanda's friends who was getting married. Her dad made them as
yeah.
like a photo backdrop, or I guess a wedding, a ceremony backdrop.
Yes.
Yeah. And then they were like, well, we're not going to use these again. Like, do you want them? And we were like, yeah, we'll take them.
Right. Because we were kind of starting around then. She's been married for a while. So starting around then, like doing a different events for our previous businesses and stuff mm-hmm. on smaller scales. And so I was like, if you're just going to throw them away. Like,
yeah, don't throw them away.
Yeah.
They make use. And we did. I actually made use of them first with my wedding.
Yeah.
So they were my ceremony backdrop. I repainted a couple of them and mm-hmm. they were great.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's a fun little reminder whenever I see them.
See my friends get married with something that's like still around, you know? So now we have them like fully attached to the wall because before they were like freestanding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we did spend a lot of time trying to figure out, because y'all know we have like a fashion design background. So like we made covers for them, but we kind of have realized it might not be the best way to handle them. We're considering taking off the covers and painting them, because the covers that are made out of fabric that we made custom patterns for and serged together. I mean, I'm really proud of them. They look great.
Yeah. But we figured it out.
Yeah, but the fabrics are more delicate.
Yeah, they're not holding up super well.
Mm-hmm.
Not as nicely as we'd like them to.
One of them's kind of disco ball vibes, and it's like missing a few pieces. And to be honest, most people that come into the space, they don't know. They're just happy to be here. The vibes are so good.
But we know.
We know. Adrian and I know.
It bothers us every day.
Every day I think about it. And it was our own fault. We attached, probably me, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was the
rug tape. Yeah, because when we were making balloons.
Powerful.
Yeah, the rug tape is so good for balloons, like attaching them to themselves mostly. Mm-hmm. But you cannot remove it.
Yeah.
Like, you better be committed. And we attached some balloons that were the Barbie heads to each side, and took off some of our little disco tiles at the same time. And we could probably figure it out, but the pink ones that are in between that, the fabric on those, it's just getting a little bit scuffed up. So we've decided that what we like about that middle space is the Love Looks Better in Color mural. So we're going to go ahead and like paint those to kind of match it and bring it all together.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be really nice.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It'll help
be good.
It feel cohesive.
Yes. Yeah. We love the words. Adrian's cohesive and I'm connection.
Yeah.
And when you combine those two things, I mean, that's what you get this beautiful space where you get both things at once.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what brands need.
Yeah.
That's what businesses need. And that's why we're biz wifeys.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how'd we even get this space? Why did we need it? Let's talk through. So we gave you the full tour, which, trust me, if you are ever interested in taking a tour and wanting to check it out, like, our offices are also behind the curtains here, which is where we're recording our podcast now. And we also have a lot of storage. So like behind the curtains is like still fun, but it's not as fun as the front. So we don't focus on that as much, except I will say that we set up our desks in a new way and I'm obsessed.
Yeah. I added my strip lights to it.
You did?
While I was working an event here in the evening on Saturday. So they're like technically gaming desks. They're L-shaped desks, but they have a lot of storage. They kind of give off a cubicle vibe, but in a good way.
Yeah, it's still open. Like, we're not separate from each other, but we have our own decorating space.
Yeah.
Or filling your entire desk full of shit space, which is what I...
Amanda.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all have our
poor
little,
Adrian
like,
had
tchotchkes.
To like share basically a desk side with me. And I was like, you need some more space for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I just need to be in this corner so I can keep shoving.
And now you share your desk space with Paige because she's not in the office as much because she's normally in the store.
Yeah. And it's really nice because I do spill over onto it.
You do.
And I also have meetings here a lot, which is really nice. Because we can both sit across from each other, but I still have my computer to like reference, or I can show stuff to people. So it's been really useful. So I will say this L shape, because they all open to each other, we can have meetings really easily, and then we can like plan things together. We can share our screens, but we can also turn away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I got everybody headphones. So like if you just need to be like vibing in your own space, because everybody has really important jobs, everybody's a chief in our WOW world. So if you just need to be like separate from that and focused, you can do that too.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Yeah.
I don't think we would have done as many fun things without it, to be honest. Like, the openness is really useful.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And it just like helps people understand like, we're fucking serious.
Yeah.
We're cool and we're serious.
We are working.
We are working hard. So yeah, so we would have people like over at WOW, and like what happened over there that made us like kind of open to the idea of having more space? Kind of tell them like what we had before.
Yeah, well, so we have the storefront across the street of where we are now. And it's in a building from the 1800s.
Yeah, 1860s.
It's really, 1860s.
So like Civil War.
Mm-hmm. but it used to be an old boarding house. So it's broken up into a lot of like smaller units. So basically the way that the building was laid out is that we had our storefront and the storefront next door to us. And then there was a brick kind of breezeway, like walkway between the two storefronts that opened up to a big courtyard. And there were studio spaces on the lower level. And then you could walk up some really terrifying stairs. Yeah.
They were so steep.
Very steep and very narrow. Yeah. And most of our spaces were upstairs. So we had our old, the new black space, which eventually turned into our WOW offices. And we had a couple of other spaces up there that we used for storage or our podcast studio for a hot minute. But they were all really tight and small. And we needed something a little more open. We were bringing like event decor up and down these scary stairs.
The
and
greenery walls. We would literally, after last Galentine's Day, like threw them up the balcony and caught them. Like, what?
Yeah. It was not conducive to our work.
Just happy we didn't
work.
Die.
Same. But yeah, so it was not great. It was nice, you know, being so close to the store, and we're still close now. You know, we're right across the street. But we were like, it would be great if we had something on ground level, a little more open, something that we could, you know, store all of our decor that we were acquiring from all of these annual events that we were doing. And one day we were out recording a new tour video for Mahonia. They've recently gotten new ownership. So we were just doing a refresh of their tour video. And they were like, hey, we have our old event space. It's sitting empty. We don't need it anymore. Can we show it to you if you can, you know, if you have anyone in mind that might need it?
Yeah,
you know.
People like to bring us in on their stuff because we are really great networkers and we know a lot of people. And we even had other people in mind at first.
Yeah.
And then we were like, wait.
Yeah.
We need help.
Yeah, we got back to our offices across the street. And of course, you know, like maybe 10 minutes after sitting down, Amanda was like, so... And I instantly knew. I was like... What about the space?
Yeah, she's just like looks around her computer and is like, the space? Is that what you cannot stop thinking about? And I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. What if?
Yeah, so then of course the wheels started turning as they do. And I think, so we acquired the space in
technically
April?
It was in May.
May.
So we started looking at the space in April, which was our 3-year anniversary for WOW. Actually, because, well, technically I rented, I guess I should say, this space April of 2020 for WOW. So we had been moving over there over time from the new black space that was on Washington, which again was like a block and a half away, like nothing too far, but felt really, really far because you're like both in each space separately. You needed two of everything. So we had already kind of been like accumulating things that made sense for a second space. And then we moved everything over kind of through April through December of 2020. We moved out of our old space. And then, 3 years, I guess, from after I rented that, we saw this space. So April, we saw it. We realized that we have the like two landladies that exist in, I believe, in all of like the new business, you know, the commercial spaces. I hope there's more. Maybe I'm just missing some. If you're listening to this, tell me it's you because like I want to rent. Yeah, like let's put money into the walls of women property owners as well. And they've been really just beautiful to have as basically partners because Chris, like from the WOW space, like really let us beat out other concepts because she believed in the WOW concept as such a beautiful addition to the community that wasn't here. Yeah. She didn't want just anything. And, you know, now we're like almost 4 years later and it's like,
yeah, because I mean, originally, even before the store, we had the concept for the map.
Yeah,
that was
her, like,
actually what
map.
Came first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were over at the New Black and I was just like, there's just so many cool girlies down here that I want to hang out with. And at the time, it was a really beautiful marketing opportunity to get people over to the New Black space as well, but it didn't make sense within the New Black brand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what started the WOW brand was the woman-owned walking tour. So the WOW tour. And then kind of going from there, woman-owned wallet, we were like, kept trying to make that stuff work.
Yeah, two very different vibes.
Adrian's like, what are you buying, Amanda? This doesn't make sense in here. And I was like, you know what? It's fully owned, separate brand. And the entire concept was always like money in the wallets of women. Let's like bring all these women together. But it wasn't, it was just happening in a space that was like fully about sustainable, ethical clothing mm-hmm. production and didn't make sense to her point. So we kind of like checked that out. She let us beat out other spaces, which was awesome. And for kind of the same vibes happened when we were over here in our now offices in our Wow Factor Collective space was Star that owns Stellar Suites. That's the Airbnbs that are actually above us. Well, we have actually skylights above us. So it's kind of like above and over. Yeah. There's nothing technically above our space because we're in the back. But she was like really hoping, like really convincing us to like move in because she knew that she wanted to have something that was beneficial again to the community and to women. Mm. And I really appreciate her helping me because I came to her and I was like, listen, you know this, you're a business owner and I want to make this work. But I was able to negotiate with her to get us into the space earlier so that we could move out of our other spaces and not have like $1 million in rent because rent is expensive down here, especially when you have multiple spaces. And she was like, let's get you a few months for free and then we'll sign it and we'll have everything good. You can design it, get through it. Because it was a fully new concept. We didn't know when this gray box we moved into with no kitchen.
Yeah.
Like it had first floor access, which was amazing. It had an alleyway access, which we don't have at WOW. It had a lot of opportunities, but we didn't know how to make it a business and profitable the day we rented it.
Yeah.
It was just hopes and dreams.
Mm-hmm. Figuring it out along the way.
Exactly. So she was really generous because she knew that I needed that time to get out of my other leases, which were all again with Chris. And she beautifully like let us, you know, we got other people into there. It was great options, but transition time would have been overly expensive in a time I couldn't have afforded it without their negotiations. And I really appreciate their like being excited and inspired and being true partners along that ride. Like,
yeah,
that was really awesome. And I don't think we would have received that same understanding from everyone.
No.
Maybe, maybe not. But it was a lot easier to ask for truly what I needed because we had done so many other things for them. They owned other businesses that are on the WOW Tour map. They knew what we were trying to do. And I feel like this map has opened up so many opportunities. But that was like a really cool one that I didn't realize was going to happen.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. And it happened like at the perfect time too, when we really needed it because, I mean, after Galentine's Day, people really started associating us with like party vibes and just overall
events.
And, you know, the storefront is really fun. It feels like a party in there as well.
Right.
So much so that like people were like, hey, I want to throw an event in your store.
Right.
And it's like, okay, well, our store is 400 square feet. Mm-hmm. Also, like, what kind of event? So we tried one. It was a birthday party. It was actually like a bar crawl kind of vibe.
If it was going to be an event in there, it was the one that could have worked.
Yeah.
And it still felt too cramped because the store was open, you know, on a Saturday. Like, of course, we need that revenue coming in to make sure we can fund all these amazing ideas. So like, but at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, there's going to be champagne spilled or mimosas or anything. And we wouldn't have done it probably without the understanding like, oh, we need to find a way to make this happen. And when we knew that, that's when those conversations really were like, so Adrian, there's this cool spot, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that solidified a lot for us. Because we have been asked multiple times, but we had to say no.
Yeah.
And
we're like, well, people want to celebrate with us. So now we've got to make a space for it.
Yeah. I mean, we've been celebrating women and women want to celebrate each other and themselves. And we needed to take up some space.
Yeah.
And so we got some. So that's how we kind of like why we needed the space. And again, just bringing more people into like the WOW community and letting women celebrate each other. We like to say all are welcome. Women are celebrated in the spaces because we know that that's just something that needs to happen more often and be more open to the idea that women are oftentimes like put down in our community and in all communities and are undervalued. And in the idea that if we are going to put money in the wallets of women, we need women to feel confident. We need women to feel healthy. We need women to feel nourished. And if we are going to really change the way we're seen, again, needing more space that feels like a safe place to grow and to be in sisterhood and allow that to be part of our growth, absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it here.
Yeah, me too.
It's expensive, but I love it.
Yeah.
I always think of that song, "It's expensive to be me." Just a little Bravo vibes. All right, so what led us to the event space, how we acquired it, we went through all those goodies. So Adrian, tell us a little bit about like, how has the space been being used? Because again, when we started it, we were not quite sure. Like we tried a lot of different things. Like why don't you kind of walk us through what we were trying in 2023 versus what we're kind of trying in 2024. Not kind of trying, we're doing it.
Yeah. So we technically, you know, Wow Factor started in 2023 and while we were still over in our old offices. And with that, you know, Amanda said we were trying a lot of different things and just kind of seeing what stuck or took off. So at that time, we were offering more services like social media services, anywhere from management to creating content. Mm-hmm. And so we were doing quite a few services. And then whenever we moved over into where we are now, we decided to try and do a content creator membership. Obviously, we do a lot of private rentals here. We do photo rentals, event rentals. And we're like, well, maybe we'll try doing content creator membership and see if people want to work in the space weekly. And, you know, it just didn't really quite take off the way that we thought it would. But it was okay because we learned about a lot of other things that did and really what makes most sense for this space. And I think if we would have kept going in that direction, like it just, we were kind of, once we got into the space, we were like, you know, I don't know if services are really where it's at for us.
Yeah, it was interesting because we were trying to, I mean, with woman-owned wallet and putting money in the wallets of women, the way that we know how to do that, the like fastest, most impactful way is to put money in the wallet of a woman-owned business. So when we were trying our services out, we were working, you know, business to business. So B2B. And while that was needed and people requested it a lot from us, it didn't feel like because we weren't in every part of the business that we were making as much of an impact as we really hoped to. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of talking about it. Like the experience was beautiful. We're so proud of what we created and the connections that we made, but we realized we could impact more women by shifting away from services and that like kind of weekly thing that was really hard to maintain, truthfully.
Yeah, memberships are hard.
Yeah, I keep trying to do them because I want to hang out with you guys all the time. Adrian see me do like five. And I'm like, but I always feel that it's that I'm not giving enough for whatever price point we're able to set. And I just don't feel that it's something consistency is difficult for me, you know, with like mental health as well as physical health. Like, I'm not available all the time and I wasn't spending enough time with myself in order to be able to show up as consistently as I would love to. My heart is there consistently and my mind and my body are fighting. So I'm like trying to deal with some of those things. So consistency wasn't going to be the thing we could promise. And so when we do like bigger one-off events, we were realizing like those are so impactful and felt so great and we could put so much energy into that, but not like every single day, kind of when we were the most available, that worked out best. Yeah. So we wanted to really focus in on that.
Yeah. And all the while, you know, we were doing balloon services.
Yeah. Which we do love.
Yeah. We love doing balloons.
Y'all should probably know, like, I mean, just remember, Adrian and I are these creative, like, makers, these artists at heart. And like, right now, we send a lot of emails.
Yeah.
We're communicators right now, which is great, but we got to get away from our computers and make stuff. So we do love being out in the world and being a part of it. We did a lot of balloon services that we had so much fun creating.
Yeah. And, you know, now
and
that we
still
have,
do, yeah, you know?
Now that we have this big open flex space, we, you know, can make big balloon installs.
I remember making them in our old office, like,
oh my God.
To get them down the stairs. Everything was just hard.
Yeah. Trying to get them through all the doorways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was not easy.
Not
easy. But here
easy.
We can set up our big frames and basically get all the installs prepped in our space and then move them to where they need to be assembled. So
yeah, there's lots of videos of us doing that on our Instagram too. So definitely check them out if you're like curious how we do it.
Yeah.
I think it's really fun to see how many different designs we've done. Because mm-hmm. some people think we can only do this aesthetic, like very girly aesthetic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's okay. Like, we love a theme. And
we do.
Love a theme. But we're both theater kids, you know? And like, we can open and close a show, like, mm-hmm. and have a different energy towards, you know, each one. Like, or I guess I mean, like, put a consistent energy into each one that if we can have, like, the vibes of what you're going for, we're going to wow you.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. We understand aesthetics. We got it.
We just kind of enjoy living this little Polly Pocket life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, didn't you say you thought you were a Polly Pocket?
Yeah.
Like,
definitely.
We're not.
Between Barbie and Polly Pocket, I was definitely a Polly Pocket gal.
Yeah. And that's the next one coming out. So, like, you're going to live that Polly Pocket life soon.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
I am too. I've been watching Polly Pocket videos.
Yeah.
I wish
I still had all my Polly Pockets.
Right.
I had so many.
Same. What happened to them? Why didn't we keep those instead of Beanie Babies?
I don't know. I have Beanie Babies sitting in my closet right now that my mom pawned off on me. And I was like, none of these are worth money.
Yeah.
Why do I still have these?
And I even feel that way about the Barbie dolls that I wasn't allowed to open.
Yeah.
I have so many and I just want to rip the boxes open because, I mean, this is all toys.
Mm.
I mean, I get some people like love the collector stuff, but I don't know. I don't want it to be in a box. I want to play with it and enjoy it like fully in that way.
Yeah.
I know some people fully enjoy like the art of mm-hmm. it. And to me, the art of it is that it is a playable, tangible thing that you get to connect with.
Yeah.
And touch and like create different scenarios, you know, with dolls and with Bratz dolls and
yeah.
trolls. I think I'm a Polly, or not Polly.
A troll doll.
Yeah, but I'm Poppy. So you're Polly and I'm Poppy.
Cute.
That's cute. I didn't know that.
Yeah. All of my Barbies were hand-me-downs. I had a bunch of weird Barbies that I got for my
all
sister.
Weird ones.
Except for my Spice Girl Barbies.
Ooh,
Those were new.
I forgot about the Spice Girl.
I had all of them.
Same. Yeah. Wow. I wonder what happened to those. I want those back.
I know.
We need to get little doll holders and like put them around.
That would be cute.
So cute. Anyways, vibes. We get it.
Yeah.
Whether it's Barbie or Polly Pocket, we get it. No, I'm just kidding. We can do lots of different things.
Yes.
And I mean, the idea is that you are paying for our creativity and our design, the aesthetic and the real completion of the theme. That is what adds your wow factor to your own event.
Yeah.
So we want to always be like representing that in a lot of different ways. So check them out mm-hmm. on the Instagram, Wow Factor Collective, and you'll be able to see us making lots of different fun stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've tried a lot of different things
mm-hmm.
since opening Wow Factor. But, you know, over time and with each event that we had, we realized that that's really where it is. You know, that's where we get to connect the most with our community.
Mm-hmm.
And so for 2024, we let go of most of our services, all of our social media, kept the balloons because we got to keep those hands busy,
mm-hmm.
But are really geared towards the event track now. And I've been loving how it's been going. It's good.
Same.
We've done a lot of really cool stuff.
Same. And I feel like, yeah, having those people come in and just be wowed immediately, like,
mm-hmm.
it's really cool.
Yeah. And I mean,
it's something
we have a lot of, you know, women-centric events,
yeah.
and it's the perfect space for it. And everyone is just so in love with the space, which is really fun for us because that's what we created it for all of our creators and celebrators.
Exactly. Like, I think people kind of come in and they maybe forget for a moment that truly it's an art gallery.
Yeah.
You know, at its core, like, it is a space that makes you feel something. And we, literally you and I, and then we had a little bit of help from beautiful other people, but it's our baby, you know,
yeah.
like, and oh, I hate to say that because, you know, motherhood is like so tied with business stuff. So just kidding. It's our
labor of love.
Labor of love. That's yeah. a much better way to think of it. You know, we labored over it for sure. And each step was like difficult to decide because again, you're sitting in a gray box and like, we could have gone any single direction, like,
yeah,
with any like, part of it.
How do we make different spaces that feel a little different from each other, but all while being cohesive? Because
right.
it is a open space.
Right. You can see everything, or mostly everything.
Yeah. If you're in the kitchen, then you can't see the lounge. But other than that.
Right. Which is why we made those like the most different spaces than each other. But you're right. From here, I can see both.
Yeah.
So if you're in the flex space, you can see both.
Yeah.
So it's been a very interesting like design challenge. But truthfully, you're renting an art gallery.
Yeah.
That's the way I like to think of it. I mean, you're renting creativity. You're renting design. You're renting a party in a box because all those like white curtain, whitewashed spaces or the industrial spaces, I mean, they have a vibe, but they expect you to kind of add a lot to them if you want to have more of a feminine kind of aesthetic. It's not going to meld as easily as it would in here. So to rent from us, like you don't have to worry about the decoration as much. If you want to add more and be like extra as fuck, we love you. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what we're here for.
That's why we will add the balloons to more stuff and we will, we can make it as much as you want, but we also want to be, you know, accessible to a lot of people to be able to rent it for fun events. And why don't we go through like some of those fun events that we did?
Sure. So, I mean, we started with our grand opening, which was August 23rd.
Right.
So we had a big old party and had all of our new neighbors and friends and family out, just hung out and enjoyed the space and got to show everyone what we had been working on and why we were covered in paint for the past couple of months. So that was really fun.
Yeah. And we really, because we did rent it in May, but we didn't even move in until June and like work on it. So we worked on it June, July, and August until the 23rd. So it was about 10 weeks of actual straight work through, like labor, like we said, you know, the blood, sweat, tears kind of vibes, like for sure. So we're very happy to celebrate our own achievements and share them with everyone else. That grand opening was a really great day.
Yeah, it was, besides it being so hot.
Oh.
It was like the hot one of the hottest days that we had had, and we just sweat our way through it.
Oh my God, yeah. Thank you to Katie who did our hair, but with the heat, it was a lot. And we had like easily over 100 people in here at like, I mean, I remember seeing one of the photos and I counted 70 people. And I couldn't even see the whole room.
Yeah.
Like at one time. So, and that was like standing, obviously, moving around the space. Like if you wanted to ever rent and understand that we have like seated, we can fit 55, but it is tight. And everything is movable in the space, which is really cool as well. So shameless plug for that. I mean, this whole thing is, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
But also like these episodes have been some of the most popular. So people want to know what's up.
Yeah.
We're just telling you. So yeah, it was so many people, but so hot. And thankfully we got those updos done because we needed them.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
And then our first like true rental of this space was Bellarmine's Women in Leadership Retreat, which was Barbie themed.
Yeah.
It was, well, more so.
What was I made for?
Yeah.
Theme. Yeah. So like the song in Barbie.
Mm-hmm. Grammy award winning song.
Yes. Get it.
Yeah. They basically rented out the space for the whole day and just, it was so cute. They like rented a trolley to come here and had everyone ride together. And they just spent the day in the space doing different kind of like team building exercises. And
I really can't think of like a better one to like start off.
Yeah.
I mean, they had like the projector screen in here. We kind of set up like a little mini stage-esque kind of vibe with one of our greenery rugs we put down. They had speakers to help kind of communicate about womanhood and girlhood issues and really bringing those together. And I feel like it was just so beautiful. I just like sat in here. Even on our vanity, they wrote like sweet notes to each other. And if you needed a note, like you took one. And if you wanted to leave a note, you left one. And I just thought it was, I don't know, I'm so inspired by the women of our future. And I'm just like so excited we get to see it in person and sit in this space and recognize that it's needed and valued.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we've had a DEI panel with Network of Entrepreneurial Women. So that was a speaking event discussing diversity, equity, and inclusion. We had them sitting right in front of our Love Looks Better in Color mural, which was the perfect backdrop for that. Very appropriate.
Yeah, we could set up like all the chairs to be facing them. So everybody got to get cozy. We did realize we needed to maybe add a few little tables in because people spilled their wine.
Oh yeah.
Pretty quickly.
A lot of wine.
A lot of wine.
Yeah.
But you know, we've learned obviously from every event, and I thought that was a funny one to learn. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, we need places for people to put their wine.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after that we had a Yelp event. It was a selfie event for their Yelp Elite members. So they came through the space and they got to take selfies in front of our murals and photo backdrops that we had put up, and which was great for us because, you know, all those Elite members then left us reviews.
We love you guys.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you so much. That was an awesome way to kind of kickstart our online presence. So thank you, Yelp Elite members.
Yes, Lauren that was running that was so, so sweet. I knew Emily that was their community manager since I had the hangar, so like over a decade, mm-hmm. well over a decade at this point. And she introduced us to their new community manager, Lauren, who just came by the store the other day. I got to chat with her again, and she was just like raving about the event. So
good.
We hope to do lots more with y'all.
Yeah. And then we had one of my favorite events that we've had in the space, which was So Far Sounds. Mm-hmm. That was an event that I worked at. And if you don't know about So Far Sounds, it's basically, it's kind of like a franchise in that I believe it started in the UK, but they're these intimate concerts. They're kind of pop-up concerts. And the fact that you don't know the exact location of the show until I think it's like 36 hours before the event. But it started in the UK and then made its way over to the States. And Jamie, who runs the one here in Louisville, first discovered it in Chicago. She mm-hmm. went to a show and was like, this is amazing. And they're like, well, it's a franchise, so if you want to bring it to your city, you can. And she was like, absolutely, I want to do that. So she brought it to Louisville, which we're very thankful for. And they had an all-female lineup whenever they did the event here at our space. So it was Women Take the Stage, and we had about three artists that came and graced us with their beautiful voices in our space. And it's really fun.
Cause it's pretty.
Yeah, it's kind of like picnic vibes, in that you come in, you bring your own seating and snacks and drinks, and you just kind of get comfy and hang out. And they set up a small little stage with like twinkle lights. Like Jamie came in with her team and set everything up.
I was like, we didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, I was like, can I do anything?
And she kept trying to offer.
Yeah.
Just, no, we're good.
Yeah.
They're so used to it.
Yeah. They had it down to a system. So yeah, we got to just hang out and enjoy some really amazing music. We had a couple people from Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Like the artist or?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was one. The last performer, it's Gardening Not Architecture, I believe was her name. But
Gardening Not Architecture.
Yes. And she was a visual artist. So yeah. She basically brought this white backdrop screen that she projected images and videos onto that she had created that went along with her music.
And she stood in front of it, so they were over her as well, right?
Yeah, she wore an all-white, like, coverall.
Cute.
So she blended into the backdrop, and it projected on her and the screen behind her. So it was really cool. I had not seen anything like that, and it was just really an awesome thing to have in our space.
I mean, how beautiful. Like, just an experience to have, and I don't know. My heart is so full that that happened here. I mean, I have a music background, and I'm just so happy that that something like that could exist here.
Yeah.
And that they were so down to go with like our concept.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks, Jamie.
Yeah.
So sweet. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
The next one we had up was a Pink Miss mini market. Now, we were approached by Maddie with Maddie About Cake. We love Maddie. We've done a lot of good things with her.
Yes.
And she wanted to host a mini market because what we've kind of learned through all of this is that there's not a ton of indoor markets during the holidays.
Which shocked me. I thought they would be saturated.
Yeah, we like didn't do one last year. We did a full different event because we just thought it was going to be, like you said, too saturated.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently not. Because everybody was so pumped to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they had 10 vendors in our space. Again, everything is movable in here, which really helped out during that time because we moved everything out of the space and fit 10 vendors with like at least 6-foot tables, maybe 8-foot ones between them. But we had 10 of them. There was candles. There was jewelry, I believe permanent jewelry.
Macrame.
Maddie About Cake, obviously.
A Fly Day Girl. Spa.
A what?
Day Spa.
Yeah, Day Spa. Get in those vibes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I need a spa day. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. Let's do that to celebrate next. There's like so many cool things to shop and just be a part of where you could put money in the wallets of women during the holiday. And Maddie came to us with that concept. And when we were doing our last event, we did it during the spooky season. We did Booby Bash, kind of to go along with women's health. And obviously with October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we had some of those vibes as well. But at that event, everyone was asking us when our holiday market was because we run larger markets. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, I didn't know. I'm pretty sure that day I counted 22 people asked me about that. And they didn't end up being as lucrative of a event to have Booby Bash because just the timing, there was a lot of competition. Yeah,
October
for,
is a busy month here.
Yeah, which we kind of knew going into it, but we thought that, you know, holiday was worse. Mm-hmm. So we're like, let's try it out. Let's do something, you know, for the Wednesday kind of vibe, Wednesday Addams ladies, you know, to our Enid ladies. So like, I thought that that would work, but turns out people just want a lot of pink and a lot of fun from us. So we're going to switch it up this year. And Maddie actually apologized to me because she used the word pink mist. And I was like, I told you to. Yeah. I didn't make up pink mist. I'm just excited that we get to do it. And like, please go for it. So she was really sweet, you know, wanting to make sure that everything made sense, which pink mist in Wow Factor also makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
No issue with that at all. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a pink mist market this year on November 16th?
17th.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, she runs my life, y'all. It's a Sunday. So whatever that Sunday is. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to have like a little Friendsgiving or something vibes, like come have it at pink mist and put money in the wallets of women before the holidays.
Yeah.
And then the next event we had coming up was a networking event. We work with Women's Business Center of Kentucky a lot. We love Devaney.
Yes.
There's she's
the best.
We have such good conversations.
We do. I love when she comes to visit us.
I know. And it's so beautiful because I feel like sometimes I'm just like, dude, can I be honest? And she's like, always. And I'm like, yeah. Same with me. So luckily we were able to host one of their events for, it was kind of like their holiday year wrap-up event for Strong Women, Strong Coffee. Had a really great speaker speaking about like confidence in our space and had, and her name was Devana. I really like Devana. I text her a lot too. Mm-hmm. She was wearing pink pants and like talked about her cat a lot. And I'm like, I love you.
Yeah. We're friends.
We're friends already. And we've been texting ever since then. And I think she's so sweet. Mm-hmm. And then we had headshots.
Yeah.
So Betty Jen was in here with headshots. And we're obsessed with Betty. She's doing even more that we're going to talk about soon.
Yeah.
And she did some of like really fun ones. I think you had to leave early for a hair appointment that day.
I did. Yeah.
Listen, you guys.
You got to get it in when you can.
You gotta. It's so hard. I mean, there's so much maintenance that comes with being a woman.
Yeah. But you know what? It's fine because now we're signed on with the Women's Business Center of Kentucky to host three more of their Strong Women, Strong Coffee
Yay!
Events in our space. So I will not miss those.
You will not miss them. And they're going to be three great speakers. So excited. That's the last Friday of each month. And so we're going to have it in March, April, and May. So kind of that quarter, we're going to host three. And then they're going to move it around the city a little bit. And if you're listening from another city in Kentucky specifically, Devaney runs the Women's Business Center of Kentucky. So we obviously talk a lot about our Louisville events with them, but they are in so many different cities, Lexington, Owensboro.
Bowling Green. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know that there's even more.
Mm-hmm.
So check out Women's Business Center of Kentucky. Just like Google them and check it out because they've sponsored a lot of our events and we've sponsored a lot of theirs through mostly like coordination and event design. And they've sponsored sponsored Galentine's for the second time.
Mm-hmm.
So we love each other. Again, putting money in the wallets of women is something we're all about. And business women is the fastest way to get that back into your community because they have the most control over their money.
Yeah.
And what Devaney does is like get you free resources. So use them.
Yeah.
Because trust me, we're already going through enough as women.
Yeah. They worked hard to create those resources. So make sure you use them.
Exactly. I mean, I'm telling myself this right now. I'm being like, what can I use? Because we do a lot of the sponsorships together, but every new level They like to say new levels, new devils. So every, like some people look at us and they're like, you're so successful. You do all these things. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm so broke, you know, like, because we're truly not broke. We're truly invested.
Yeah.
So we're waiting on that investment to be very fruitful for us. But we just went through as a retail store Q1, which of course is your least lucrative one.
Yeah.
And you're always just trying to make it through Q1. And I mean, we're at the end of it now, and we did, but we have all made sacrifices to be here. We brought on our third full-time person.
Yeah.
We have health insurance and benefits, and we're trying really hard as a team to take care of one another. And it's difficult. It's difficult in all the ways. So, you know, make sure that you're always utilizing and approaching resources as not something that's ever a negative, you know, like it's not a negative to ask for help. It's not a negative to not be perfect. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us are socialized that way, including myself. And I struggle with that all the time. So I just really, really appreciate what Women's Business Center of Kentucky does for women all around Kentucky.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Utilize it, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Why don't you talk about our next one?
Ooh, our vision board with Holly Hartman. I mean, I feel like you should talk about this one
because
did a lot for you.
Okay, so you're right. You can take the next one. I'll gush over Holly. So Holly is one of my very best friends at this point in my life. And while we've known each other a long time because we always showed up at the same events and we were always like the most themed girlies there. Like we love a theme. We love to dress up and express ourselves that way. And we would always just like revolve around each other. Yeah, revolutions are like around the sun. Yeah. Why can I not think? I guess I don't use that very often.
There's several words for it.
Yeah. We were like two stars us always like next to each other. Mm-hmm. And we recognized like the love we had for each other, but we hadn't sat down and been like, yeah, but like, who hurt you? You know, like what's up inside this like beautiful like expression of love? Like there's always something underneath that as like a creative person, but she's like master connector. And so am I feel like. So like we always were just connecting each other to different people, but we needed to be connected. And through her vision board class and the WO Network, which is the Women Leaders of Louisville, there's like 1,700 members right now. It's free on Facebook.
Yeah.
So WO, W-O, Network. They put the WO in woman is the way they talk
Cute.
About it. We love it. And I feel like joining that group, I've had so much powerful women around me that have truthfully stepped up. And when it is hard to ask for help, I randomly will get a text from someone I met in that group that is exactly the thing I need to hear in that moment. And I put out that good to them as well. So it's a very beautiful like transaction. I don't want to say it like that, but I don't exchange.
Yeah,
thank you. Exchange of energy. It feels right there. So at her vision board class, her and Izzy, the other like founding member, or I guess I should say like, she made like, I want to say it was like 52 founding members, and I'm one of the founding members of WO Network, but the creators of the WO Network are Holly and Izzy. So Izzy did a beautiful meditation, got us all in the right place. I was just outpouring with ideas, obsessed. And then after that meditation, which you don't always do in a vision board class. I mean, most of the ones I had been to, you didn't do.
Yeah, it makes sense to do one though.
I agree. It gets you really present and gets you like ready to dive in, you know? And if you're just kind of like clipping stuff out of magazines, you just might not feel as connected. And I think Holly talks about that a lot where her vision boards, you know, people don't necessarily see her value that she provides in them because they've done them before and they haven't been transformative.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yours was so transformative for me. So I've been like shedding a lot of stuff, especially after the holidays and, you know, New Year, and I'm turning 35 this year. And I'm like, I'm a fucking adult. I better get my shit together and just like see myself as a true adult and like handle my stuff. So I was just like shedding relationships, shedding expectations, anything like that. And truly a lot of it is like detaching from my family, but not in a negative way, just in a way that's I'm the adult and I don't need to and shouldn't rely on other people as heavily as I was. And even just thinking that was like healing because again, I need to rely on myself And I do. And I already was. Yeah. But I was like letting a little bit too much influences of external like come in. So released all of that, felt good about that part. But I wasn't allowing new things into my life. And by doing the vision board, by doing the meditation with all of these amazing women and feeling safe in that space, I was allowed, or not allowed, but I'm able to welcome in and receive some new concepts of what I really wanted out of this kind of adulthood journey. So that's why I'm obsessed with Holly. And yeah. I literally put a bike. You can look at my vision board is right next to us. You can look at there, the blue one down here.
Oh, yeah.
And I like brought it up because we just did another vision board workshop, which you should do them a lot, y'all. And do them with different concepts in mind and different meditations because something new will come out of each one. You evolve all the time, every day. Don't do one your whole life. You know, like it's a good creative practice, especially for visual people. And I talked about the bike that I wanted and I still was like working on that because I, you know, we don't have a lot of money in Q1. So I wasn't paying myself consistently at this moment and I didn't have the finances to put into it. And she was like, I have one sitting in my garage. Like, I would be so happy if someone were to show this Schwinn?
Nice. Yeah.
Cruiser. It's bright yellow.
Love a beach cruiser.
Exactly. And I was like, this is literally my favorite, like, design bike ever. And, like, now that I, like, spoke it into the world and twice, you know, like, you have to ask for things, you know, that you want. And that's truly what manifesting is. Like, at the end of the day, it's, like, welcoming it in. And before, I might not have, like, even mentioned it, but it's just a good time to, like, take a bike ride down by the river where I live.
Yeah.
But I don't want to walk.
No.
Because I want to listen to true crime while I do it. And like, I just get a little nervous. I want to feel like I can get away. Yeah. But also just like the freedom to have some time by myself, you know, and a bike for me feels like that.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for the practice. So obviously I needed to talk about that because 10 minutes later.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think discussing Holly's workshop is a great segue to talk about something new that we've been offering in 2024 as we were going through making some changes for the business, which is our woman-owned workshop series.
Yay!
Yay!
And I think that's where we were talking about like events are really our vibe. Like we... We fuck with it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like we love it and really kind of work so good with like flow of an event, making people feel connected at an event. And since we are that connector, like we can bring in people from all different areas of our lives, from the city, and like make sure that they're all working together and build that sisterhood really strong within our Louisville community and hopefully beyond. We'll see how far we can get.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. Have everywhere.
All the workshops.
Let's just kind of quickly go over the other workshops that we're having during Q1. And then I know that this is coming out kind of in April. So we're going to continue these. But if it sounds exciting, like let us know or check out wowfactorcollective.com to sign up for them. They're mostly, I mean, every one of them is under $100, but they mostly have been under $75 or under 60. So just depending on what you're looking for, remember that when you come to a workshop, we are doing things together. We're not just like sitting for a lecture, but we're connecting with one another as well as having community and creativity combined. Mm-hmm. That's what a WOW workshop is, or a woman-owned workshop, because we do have them all taught by women as well.
Yeah. Women who are experts. So you're learning some amazing skills from them.
Yeah. And I really think expanding our skills is, it's just a way to like explore new hobbies.
Yeah. Got to keep adding to your toolbox.
Yeah. Like a little sim, you know, like create all those little skills and like move it up and just see what you enjoy because you might discover something you didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I think the exploration of that is incredibly important as a creative practice. Like explore them all.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
And you don't have to monetize them all.
No.
I love to do that, but we can also just enjoy things, y'all.
We can.
I promise. I'm still trying to do it, but I promise it's possible.
Yeah. I think talking about our first, we can do a little rundown of all of our workshops that we've done so far.
Yeah, I think let's do like a quick little rundown because I want to have everybody on the pod.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Fun.
And then we can finish out with our other events we've had and let these people go about their day.
Yeah.
Great. So why don't you run down the workshops that we have during Q1?
Yeah. So we started off with a macaron decorating class with Maddie about cake. She came in and taught us piping skills and basically assembled and decorated our very own heart-shaped macaron cakes, which were super cute. And it was really fun to see everyone put their own little creative spin on theirs. So we had people who chose to add script and writing to it. Other people went like real deep in the decorating and like piping skills. I was very impressed with
Sharina.
Yeah, Sharina. Like I looked over and she was like recording herself and was just full on in it. And I was like, who knew that you were like an expert decorator? And she was like, I didn't. I was like, you learn something every day.
Influencer.
I know. I love that she was recording everything.
And if the name Sharina sounds familiar, we've had Sharina on the podcast and it was definitely one of my favorites because we had her daughter Justice there off mic. But we got to reference and like really learn about how she's raising Justice to not be her. She said a lot of people call their daughters their broke best friends. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I don't think that way. And I was like, same. Like, I feel like we need to, she was like, no, she's a wealthy, independent woman, like vibe. And I was like, get it. I love it. So check that out on the podcast. It's a Sharina's episode. We love her.
Yeah. And then we had a candle making class with Deirdre from Fly Girl Candles, who we love. She brought in Briquetta.
Brie for short.
Yeah, Brie.
Yeah. Who I also text with like every day.
I know. She's such good energy.
Oh, she just came in like loving it. Mm-hmm. Oh, and she just came to the vision board workshop and she told me everything that I just needed to hear.
Yeah,
of course. Because like, she's such a like spiritual girly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, obsessed.
Yeah. So she led a little self-love journey for all of the attendees as their candles were setting. The wax was cooling. She led a great little...
kind of like the same vibe of general meditation, but it was almost like pep talk, like affirmations, I guess is what I was trying to come up with the word.
Yeah.
But affirmations, you got to write your own affirmation. My husband was with me at that workshop and I got to see like you're writing what you're proud of, what you're grateful for, like those really positive things. We had a few kids that came to that as well. Melissa, our money mindset coach, she was here with her daughters, and I just loved because she was so good. The daughters, like 8-year-old, Julia was writing affirmations.
Amazing.
And I was just like, I don't even know what this word means.
Never too young to start.
Never too young. People say never too old, and it truly is never too old, but also never too young to learn those emotional tools. And she like texted me after like thanking me so much, and they all had such a good time, her and her other daughter, Penelope. Like, we love the little fashion girly.
Yeah.
They came to Galentine's, too, and just so appreciative. And I really love that about these workshops. Then we had Holly's Vision Board one, which was about... I also really enjoyed doing, like, a smaller vision board in that one because, like I said, I think it needs to be part of our practice.
Yeah.
Our creative practice, our manifesting... but also calling in, like, what do we really want and need from, like, the next immediate part of our life and, like, our far future? And as you develop, just keep working on those vision boards. And people, after they saw it, were like, please do another one. I want to do this. And I was like, yeah, I think, again, it's just we're not thinking of vision boards the way that Holly does them. And it's because she's, like, a certified vision board, like, leader. Mm-hmm. And I want to say coach, but that might not be the right term. But it's just so different than the ones I've been to. So we really hope you all get to join us for one of those. Next up, we have Betty. Betty... she's so cute. She's literally about to be here as well. So I'm so excited to hang out with her. But Betty is really teaching us about communication strategies. She likes to say calm as you are. So it's like C-O-M-M, like communication, but a little shortened version of it. But like come as you are. And she is going to utilize improv techniques and activities to help us have more positive self-talk. And I think when people hear improv, I mean, I know you're scared, Adrian. You got to be, you're
it
like.
It just brings back a little trauma from my
theater
days. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's fine. I'm open to it.
I was proud because I, you know, sent the invite to a few of my people that we love and know. And I was just like, you know, it might feel like it's stretching you out of your like comfort zone, but you can be as involved or as observant as you'd like to be. And again, at the end of the day, they're just activities and techniques. Like, no one's judging you on them. You're not on stage.
Yeah.
You know, we're in this safe space that we've created. So it's a beautiful place to learn communication strategies surrounded by women.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it'll be good. It's a different approach, and I'm always intrigued. So
same. Why don't you talk about our next two?
Yeah, so we have Jess Ambergy, who is doing Learn to Love Your Story, which is storytelling through social media. So basically harnessing your own personal story just to get across, I guess.
On your social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just storytelling in general.
Yeah. Which we all are storytellers.
How to connect with others through your story.
Yeah, I think it's like a little bit about owning it as well in a way that feels genuine for yourself and authentic for yourself. And in the way that we do connect with others is through vulnerability.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that's why people get nervous about improv because it feels very vulnerable. But at the end of the day, any word that comes out of your mouth could be a vulnerable spot. So I really feel like this improv one is like leading really well to the social media storytelling, you know, getting used to speaking powerfully and connecting authentically like to other people is a valuable skill to have all the time in both of these communication workshops. Like,
yeah.
I mean, truthfully, at the end of the day, you know, the better we communicate and the more vulnerability we're willing to express to others, the more connected we'll feel to one another. And I think the better our community will be for it.
Yeah.
And then I guess mine's the last one. So I was like, you can talk about it, but... Well, you watched me do it.
I watched you do it 3 times in a row.
So yeah, why don't you talk about it then?
Okay. Well, so the reason that I watched it 3 times in a row is because Amanda has actually taught this class one time already last May at Ultimate Product Party, which is a conference for product-based businesses. But she was a speaker there and her topic was business funding. But a fun little twist on it.
We can't do anything like the straightforward way, you know?
Yeah.
We have to add some fun so that you can talk about difficult topics.
Mm-hmm.
So we played Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Yeah.
Business funding.
Yeah, it was fun. We had red and green flags. So you got to throw your flag up in the air if you thought something was a red flag or a green flag. So it's a little interactive too and got everyone moving a little bit, which is always helpful whenever you're at a conference where you're a lot of the time sitting and listening. So get those juices flowing with the fun.
Yeah, and I cannot sit that long at something. So I was like, oh, these are like, I want to say it was like 80% of, there's this like video I'm like dying to show Adrienne about like ADD and entrepreneurship and like the visionary aspect of some of it. And I was realizing that if I felt that way, if I feel this way and I'm talking to other business owners, I know how to speak to them because I feel that way. So it's like the connection is already there. So if I know that I've struggled to openly communicate about money in a lot of ways, which is literally why this podcast exists, then other people would probably be feeling that way and they might be embarrassed or not feel like they had made the right decisions. And like, it's something that is scary and vulnerable to engage with. So by playing Marry, Fuck, Kill, like making it kind of fun, I feel like, and like you said, the red and green flags, so giving us some movement, I got to walk around the room and really engage with different tables. And like, we had some people like asking questions kind of during the middle of it. Like, that's all works for me. Can always bring us back. But yeah. I love a tangent, obviously.
People loved it. I feel like they really enjoyed it.
Yeah. When I love to say, because it's true, that the orgasm gap is bigger than the wage gap. Mm-hmm. So we've got to keep our relationship with money has got to feel good.
Yeah.
If we want to keep the money coming, we need to be coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we need to play around with like this as like a dating structure or a marriage or a nice little, you know,
One night stand,
a little side piece. You know, we need to know that it can be viewed as a relationship because it truly is.
Yeah.
You know, that's like one of the most, I guess I should say the biggest issues that people have is the shame around it. So again, to be able to like lighten it up a little bit and talk about, you know, who are you going to marry when you look at business funding? You marry the SBA loan. It's the lowest interest. It's the most chill. Like, it's calm. It's stable. Mm. It'll be around. You got 30 years to pay it off.
Yeah.
Trust me, I have a lot of them. But I didn't always have a lot of them. And what did that look like before? I had a lot of one-night stands. Like, I've had more funding than I've had literal sexual partners. So yeah. I had more business breakups than I've had sexual partners. So there's so much in business that pushes you to be that vulnerable state. You got to get comfortable with it. So you got to get comfy with your money if you want to keep it coming.
Yeah.
And you got to know what makes it feel good. What makes you feel good, because it's a partnership.
Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting. The one night stands are kind of like, how do you fund a launch? How do you fund a short term thing? How do you fund a new piece of equipment? That kind of thing. And then the kill version is like the loan sharks. Who do you want to see 6 feet under? I will do like a little bit more of a deep dive, I'm sure, on this as we go along, but on this podcast, but those loan sharks.
Yeah.
They are sharky, mm-hmm. Let me tell you. So
sharky and slimy.
Slimy. And have you guys gotten those scam texts from like sugar daddies yet?
Of
like,
course.
Oh my God. I'm getting still so many of them. So I was talking about like how to spot a scam, you know? And I feel like it's just, again, a fun way to think about money. It could be for business funding. It could be for other funding. But, you know, as we connect, I connect a lot with women business owners, obviously. So it's a fun one.
Yeah. And all of our workshops, they range from creative mm-hmm. to more business minded. So there's a little bit of everything for everyone.
Yeah. And I think understanding even all of these concepts, like the same person can go to all of them.
Yeah.
But if you're only feeling like, I just want to try this one and see what's up, like that still works, obviously. So just sign up for them on wowfactorcollective.com and join us. Eventually, they're going to be every other week on Wednesdays because, you know, Women Own Wednesday. We love our W's, mm-hmm. W over here. So check it out on the website. And then I think we just have like two more little events to go. We've got the Beauty Boost Galentine's and Glow event that we hosted that was kind of similar to the Pink Mist Market, but mm-hmm. I know that you were present for that one.
Yeah. So Beauty Boost is a networking group. It's kind of more networking for friendships.
Yeah, like Bumble BFF.
Yeah. And it's also a franchise, so you can bring it to your own city and lead it there, but we've worked with Trang, who runs the chapter here in Louisville. She helped us with Galentine's last year.
Yeah, so sweet. We mm-hmm. love you, Trang.
Yeah. And so they had their Galentine's and Glow event here at Wow Factor. And it was really fun. They brought in, it was more geared towards self-care. Mm-hmm. So they had a lot of vendors like lashes and temporary tattoos, hair, makeup.
Brows,
yeah. But it was a really fun event and all their members got to come and hang out and mingle and take advantage of some of these services. And
that's cool.
It was a fun event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the main ones that we've been having are like birthday parties.
Yeah, our private events, which, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, it doesn't have to be a business-centric event to have it here, you know.
To celebrate.
Yeah. You know, we say we have our creators and our celebrators, and we love anyone that likes to throw a good party. So we've had quite a few birthday parties. I worked one in the space over the weekend. That was a 40th birthday party that was wellness themed. So we had some breath work class happening, followed by a silent disco, which was really fun.
Really fun, yeah.
Yeah, but we've had birthday parties for anywhere from 7-year-olds to 40-year-olds. And
we got an inquiry for 70-year-old twins.
Twins, yeah.
Which I loved that.
Yeah, so cute. We had a Barbie and G.I. Jay. Like,
oh, yeah.
G.I. Joe, but her partner's name was Jay. So
yeah.
Barbie and G.I. Jay joint birthday party, which was really fun. They had a Barbie box in the space and mm-hmm. had lots of fun photos from that event as well.
Yeah, I feel like I learned a lot about like photo booths from that mm-hmm. event, which was really cool.
Yeah.
And then we had a surprise birthday party.
Yeah.
That was so fun.
For our own graphic design girly, Madison,
yeah.
with Madkind Design. We love her.
And love.
Yeah, I think that was our first birthday party
that
we had.
That was our first birthday party.
Because that was in September and we opened in August. Mm-hmm. So yeah, very appropriate. Madison helped us with a lot of the graphics when it came to our murals in the space. Mm-hmm. So
made perfect sense that
her mom reached out and she was like,
so
don't
sweet.
Tell her. I was like, I'm so bad at keeping secrets. So it was like, I did it. I did it, Pam.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful event. It was so fun. They got a bunch of pizzas and some beers and had a great time in the space.
Yeah.
And I think we should probably mention too that a lot of people ask about like catering options and stuff for the space. So we have ones that we can connect you with if you hire us for vendor coordination or event coordination. That's part of our like party packages. And then we also allow you to bring in your own food and drink as well.
Vendor restrictions.
Yeah,
baby.
No restrictions. So again, that's one way that we try to keep it more accessible for people to enjoy the space. And all of that information, again, is on wowfactorcollective.com. The last thing that we love to have in our space is content shoots.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something we thought would happen a little bit more often, which is why we were trying to do that content creator membership. But again, consistency, she hard for me.
Yeah.
We love to focus on these like bigger days and like really deep dive with people. And Madison from Magkind Design did a content shoot with Maddie about cake. Mm-hmm. So
in our pink kitchen.
In the pink kitchen. So, so cute. I mean, those are some great photos.
Yeah.
We put her in our shopping cart and filled it with disco balls. So,
yeah.
That was so fun. I love that one.
It was very cute. But yeah, we've also worked with Kitsch Salon, our good old friend Lindsay. She's the best.
Yeah. You might recognize her.
Yeah, she's been at both of our Galentine's events doing glitter highlights.
She also has an episode on the podcast.
She does, yeah.
Yeah, she talks about going from like bankruptcy to unlimited margaritas.
Love that.
Because everybody has their own money story.
Mm-hmm.
We love working with Lindsay. And then our final one to chat about is New Vibes Wine. We did full service social media for them last year, and that included some content shoots. Mm-hmm. We did some really fun ones on Wow Factor.
We did.
I feel like that one we utilized more of our backdrops than we did ever before because their color scheme is very different from what we had available. But we do offer a lot of different backdrop options. And they were doing some stuff for spooky season. So we had some props that were like some cauldrons and some grapes and some candy that we brought together for that.
Mm-hmm. Had a Halloween candy and wine pairing.
That was cute.
That was very cute. And then we had our pajama theme.
Like a girls' night kind girls of night vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So they just, we worked with them to kind of batch quite a bit of content within one day. So they brought a big old wardrobe with them and we set up multiple.
Steamed them for them.
Yeah.
Got them all ready.
Yeah. And we were able to knock out quite a bit of content for them in a short amount of time. So if you're ever interested in booking the space for a content shoot or a private rental, you know where to find us.
I've only said it 5 times, and obviously it'll be in our show notes as well. So wowfactorcollective.com. Just remember, we are a collective of creative events and spaces and vibes, and we want to make sure that we're really celebrating women, but we welcome all celebrators and creators into our space. We just love to celebrate the ladies.
That's right.
Yeah. I think that's all for today, y'all. Adrienne, what do you think?
I think we hit it all.
Yeah. We did it.
We did it.
I mean, that was a lot, y'all.
It was a lot.
But so are we.
Yeah.
Never too much.
Always enough.
But always a lot.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on this episode of Woman Owned Wallet, the podcast. Now, moneymakers, go out there and make that money.
If you want to put more money into the wallets of women like we do, then check out our website, thewomanownedwallet.com. And we can't wait to continue the conversation on our social media. So definitely follow us on our Instagram, @womanowned.wallet, and on TikTok, @womanownedwallet. You can support us by following our podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. And don't forget to leave us a review. Thank you for listening to Woman Owned Wallet, the podcast.